Taliban and American military officials have taken to social media to accuse each other of acting against peace-building efforts in conflict-torn Afghanistan. The sparring via Twitter comes as the two sides are engaged in a months-long dialogue to try to bring an end to the Afghan war. But the talks have failed to deter the Taliban from stopping or reducing hostilities. Deadly battles between Taliban insurgents and U.S.-backed Afghan security forces in recent days have killed or wounded hundreds of people, including civilians. United States diplomats have warned American commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf region to use caution as tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to escalate. The advisory warned that U.S. planes flying over the area risk being misidentified amid heightened military activities and increased political tensions in the region. Tensions have flared in recent days, stoking concerns of a possible U.S.-Iran conflict. Tens of thousands of voters in eight Indian states cast ballots Sunday in the final round of voting that brings the marathon 39-day election to a close. Out of the 59 parliamentary seats up for grabs, the most high-profile contest is taking place in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's constituency. While his Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party is expected to do well there, the national outcome is not quite as certain. Aligned against it are the main opposition Congress Party and an array of powerful regional parties, which may be forming an anti-Modi front if the numbers stack up.
The animosity towards the BJP is so high among a large number of political parties that they would be willing to sink their differences to form an alternative government.
Vote counting will be done on Thursday. This is VOA News. Australia's ruling Conservative coalition won a surprise victory in the country's general election Saturday. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
For months, opinion polls had indicated that Australians had grown tired of feuds within Scott Morrison's Conservative government. It's had three prime ministers since it was elected in 2013, but fought this campaign on its economic records. The prime minister had said the opposition wasn't fit to govern and couldn't manage money. Australian politics is rarely dull. It's often brutal and petty, but also unstable. It's more than a decade since a prime minister here last served a full term in office. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz on Saturday called for an early election after his vice chancellor resigned over a covertly shot video that showed him apparently promising government contracts to a prospective Russian investor. Kurz said he would ask Austria's president to set a date for a new election as soon as possible. The United Nations Secretary General has condemned recent attacks in Mali that killed and wounded the alliance's peacekeepers. A spokesman for Antonio Guterres said the UN chief was deeply saddened by the death of a Nigerian peacekeeper who succumbed to his wounds following the armed attack by unidentified assailants in Timbuktu. In a separate incident, three Chadian peacekeepers were wounded in Mali's Kidal region when their mine-protected vehicle hit an IED. Targeting peacekeepers may be a war crime, Guterres said, and urged Malian officials to take swift action to identify the perpetrators and bring them to justice. A delegation from the Kenyan military is in Cameroon to learn how its military engineering corps has taken over road construction projects in Boko Haram terrorism-prone areas. Delegation head General Muhammad Ali says they hope to use what they learned to develop areas of Kenyan territory threatened by Al-Shabaab, which they say is still a threat.
The military was challenged with a very, very unique situation, which is not really very normally in their line of duty because of serious level of insecurity, where contractors have not been able to show any interest to undertake major construction work in the area infested by Boko Haram. They showed leadership and undertook that serious national project.
Ali said the Kenyan government's plan to construct a road link to Somalia to increase trade between the two countries has been facing threats from the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab insurgency. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.